You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the Pick and Roll live stream right here on the Board YouTube channel, The Hammers, NBA Content Division, and we're absolutely looking for a bounce back day today for Tuesday to really get this week going and continue on with the profitable season. Yes, not a great start to the week yesterday, but only way to recover is to move forward and continue to work to put the free picks together. So that's what Pips has done today. We do have another free pick on the way for you guys today. So make sure if you're tailing the pick and you enjoy what you see from today's show, you do hit that like button. And please ensure you're subscribed to the channel. We got quite a bit of content still remaining in the regular season. Then tons of content coming for the playoffs and beyond. You do not want to miss out on the Board YouTube channel. But let's get into that free pick that we have on the show today. We're going to be going to DraftKings to get this one. However, if you have access to ESPN Bet in your region, then you can get a far better price by playing it over there. So let's get into that pick. We're going to go to the Lakers game against the Milwaukee Bucks. And actually, this one is just adjusted to an even better price than I'll have displayed in the graphic here. We're going to be getting minus 115 odds at DraftKings for Giannis, 5-plus assists, and Chris Middleton, 12-plus points. Lakers will be in town for this one. Again, minus 115 at DraftKings. It was just minus 120, so we're getting the price that we wanted. And if you have access to ESPN Bet, you can play at minus 108 instead. Okay, Pips, let's go over to you. What do you see here that's going to limit Giannis's ability to score, but perhaps help out with Middleton?
Yeah, since the Duck took over, Giannis assist skyrocketed. The highest assist numbers in his career. If you take a look at the graphics over the last, I think it's 2 months. He is crushing this line. He is over in 16 out of 18 games in 25 or more minutes. Lakers are probably the best matchup out there, as they allowed second most assists in the entire league. So, yeah, this is a great matchup. As we can see, one of the highest points on the graphic is the game against the Lakers, where he had, last time they played, he had 12 assists. So, yeah, this is just a great, great spot. High-paced game. We saw, like, Pacers and Lakers to almost 300 points in the game. Last time Bucks and Lakers played, it was 250-point game. Yeah, high-paced game, and Lakers defense is not great. And yeah, I just think Giannis is in a spot. And also they send a lot of doubles on him, and he's trying to post up against smaller players. They send double and he's running transition. They build a wall in front of him. So it's easy to just kick out to Chris Middleton, to Malik Beasley, pick and rolls with Damian Lillard, and drop off to Lopez and stuff. Like, he had easy 12 easy assists on 19 potential assists in the last game against the Lakers.
And then moving to Chris Middleton on the points here. You feel as though it's going to help out with Chris? He's been doing pretty well here based on the filters.
Yeah, this is only filter like outside 10 top 10 defensive teams. He is over this line 17 in a row, dating back to the December, 18.5 points average, crashing the lines. Even he was close to the 12, it was poor shooting nights. The volume was always there. Lakers may be the best matchup in the league for Chris Middleton, as they are a good rim protection and he's like good paint protection, I'll say, as the Lakers allow like average points in the paint. Everywhere else they are way below average, and Chris Middleton scores only 30% of his point from paint, 31% from mid-range, where Lakers allow fifth most, 30% from above the break three, where Lakers allow second most. Lakers are poor pick and roll ball handler defense. That's how he scores most of his points. His second most is spot up and transition. Lakers also below average in those. Like, great matchup, one of the best matchups, and we combining this with a great line. So I think this is a great, great bet.
All right, so there we have it. Giannis, 5-plus assists. Middleton, 12-plus points. That is the play for today. Let's get into the recap of yesterday's bets. We recap every day, no matter what happens, no matter how good or potentially how bad it is. And we had the worst day we've had on the show this season. 0-4 day on the show, including the big SGP, which is just under a 4-unit loss. Yeah, it's unfortunate. A lot of work goes into the season, and it's been a really good run put on by Pips over the last couple of weeks. And then a lot of it gets put right back with a day like today. Gary Trent starts well, doesn't shoot well in the fourth quarter, otherwise would have hit this. Vucevic does not score at all in his game against the Wizards. Yusuf Nurkic exits the game against the Spurs early. Otherwise, he was on pace to cover this line. And Nikola Jokic, even despite the blowout here, just goes over 1.5 points over on his line. That would have given us a bit of a cushion on the day. So, yeah, perhaps a bit of bad luck involved, but ultimately things just didn't go the way here today. And I guess in the nature of sports betting, days like this can happen. But any words overall, Pips, on the day we had on Monday?
So I'll go through every bet. First off, Jokic. Jokic and Murray were questionable. Last time they were questionable, both with ruled out. Now we have Nikola Jokic ruled in, Jamal Murray ruled out, Aaron Gordon ruled out. Poor team, they decided to shut down Michael Porter Jr., let Jokic go inside against Jaren Jackson Jr. It was okay, but foolish. Jaren Jackson Jr., 2 fouls in first 3 minutes. Then he came back, also another third foul. So he wasn't even there to guard Jokic. Jokic was playing against childlike team without a big. So also, but with the second half, he started 21 points and they were up 30. So I like, this can still cash. Like, it's Jokic, he can get, just don't care. And it looked like that. First 6 minutes, one field goal attempt, scored 1 point up to 23. They were up 30, and then Memphis hit 15-2 run, came back into the game, timeout, Jokic goes nuts, came back from timeout, scored 6 points, and that's it. Ended up with 29, goes over by one field goal made on a highly efficient night. So Jamal Murray was out, Jaren Jackson was in huge foul trouble, and he goes over by 2 points. Like, blowout was almost like a certain thing in this game. That's why I bet it. I said that part of the analysis, he won't see 4 quarter minutes. He didn't. He covered this in 30 minutes against Memphis, which is just so many unfortunate things happened in this one. Second one, Nurkic injury. This is, he plays 5 more minutes. He was very on pace to covering it. He should cover the points. Like, he was 0-for-2 from free throws, 3-for-9. At the rim without Wembanyama, just absurd. But I spoke enough about Jokic. So also going to back to Vucevic, he had 5 field goal attempts. The last time he had less than seven field goal attempts, we need to go back 11 years to his sophomore year, 23rd of February 2013, and he had, I think, 5 field goal attempts in a game. So this is beyond absurd against the team that allows the most points to the opposing centers and the far worst defense in the league. Just no words, like, insane stuff. Like, I don't know. I watched the game. I don't know why. I can't say why, but it is what it is. And Gary Trent Jr., 17 points in 3 quarters. So I was like, okay, this should be comfortable. See, two games before that, he played 33 minutes in a blowout, to 30 points blowout. Last game, he played 35 minutes. So I was like, okay, he's played 35 minutes. This game, he played 30 minutes. I mean, 5 minutes is a lot when someone is close to the line. Like, it, 5 more minutes means maybe two more field goal attempts. And that's the deal. He shot below average efficiency, which is okay. That Gary Trent Jr., nothing surprising there.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Also, in that game, I was a bit surprised how some other guys were just going at it, like Freeman, Liberty, 12 field goal attempts. And Agbaji also had some above our usage, more field goal attempts than I expected. And the game was, that's on me, but the game was slow as fuck. Like, that's absurd.
That's true.
Like,
it was. The Raptors only had 88 points as well in this game, and Brooklyn won by 8, didn't even crack 100.
This was one of the slowest paced games of the season, so that didn't help at all because Gary is a motion guy that can score from transition. So, yeah, that was my borderline bet. When I look at the game, like, maybe not the greatest bet. Looking at the pace, that kind of could be expected. Two poor teams switching on defense means a long possessions and slow pace, and that wasn't great. But other three spots I'll take any day again, for sure.
And tough days can happen, unfortunate as it is, but it's still been a profitable season, and we're looking to keep that going with the bet that we have on the way today for the show. That will do it for us on the show today. Again, the one play here, looking to get this week really going here, get us back on track, is in the Lakers and Bucks game. It is a -115 SGP at DraftKings or -108 at ESPN Bet. We took Giannis Antetokounmpo 5+ assists and Chris Middleton 12+ points. If you're betting this on ESPN Bet, it would be 11.5 points, 4.5 assists, but they mean the exact same things. That's all from us. If you're tailing the pick and enjoyed the show, make sure you hit the like button, subscribe to the channel for more NBA betting content right here on the Board YouTube channel. Me and Pips be back, and we'll see you tomorrow for more from Pick and Roll.